They slipped out of their backpacks and left them on the terrace and kicked their way through the trash on the porch and pushed into the kitchen. The boy held on to his hand. All much as he'd remembered it. The rooms empty. In the small room off the dining room, there was a bare iron cot, a metal folding table. The same cast iron coal grate in the small fireplace. The pine paneling was gone from the walls, leaving just the furring strips. He stood there. He felt with his thumb in the painted wood of the mantel, the pinholes from tacks that had held stockings 40 years ago. "This is where we used to have Christmas when I was a boy," he said. He turned and looked out at the waste of the yard, a tangle of dead lilac, the shape of a hedge. "On cold winter nights, when the electricity was out in a storm, we'd sit at the fire here, me and my sisters, doing our homework." The boy watched him, watched shapes claiming him he couldn't see. "We should go, Papa," he said. "Yes," the man said, but he didn't. They walked through the dining room, where the fire brick in the hearth was as yellow as the day it was laid, because his mother couldn't bear to see it blackened. The floor buckled from the rainwater. In the living room, the bones of a small animal dismembered and placed in a pile, possibly a cat, a glass tumbler by the door. The boy gripped his hand. They went up the stairs and turned and went down the hallway. Small cones of damp plaster standing in the floor, the wooden laths of the ceiling exposed. He stood in the doorway to his room, a small space under the eaves. "This is where I used to sleep," he said. "My cot was against this wall. In the nights, in their thousands, to dream the dreams of a child's imaginings, worlds, rich or fearful, such as might offer themselves, but never the one to be." He pushed open the closet door, half expecting to find his childhood things. Raw, cold daylight fell through from the roof, gray as his heart.
"We should go, Papa. Can we go?"
"Yes, we can go."
"I'm scared."
"I know. I'm sorry."
"I'm really scared."
"It's all right. We shouldn't have come."
3 nights later, in the foothills of the eastern mountains, he woke in the darkness to hear something coming. He lay his hands at either side of him. The ground was trembling. It was coming toward them.
"Papa," the boy said. "Papa."
"Shh, it's okay."
"What is it, Papa?"
It neared, growing louder. Everything trembling. Then it passed beneath them like an underground train and drew away into the night and was gone. The boy clung to him, crying, his head buried against his chest.
"Shh, it's all right."
"I'm so scared."
"I know. It's all right. It's gone."
"What was it, Papa?"
"It was an earthquake. It's gone now. We're all right.
Shh."